to be your CO. Or is that okay? Second. To make a left-hand turn here on the 178. Just stop by the old produce stand there, the north side of Pickens, and we are headed north. So you said you got a couple more trailers you got to drop off still today?
That's two more to pick up, and one of them, where I'm headed now, there's actually an empty sitting there that I got to swap out in the door. And I'm not really that far. They're not too far from the building, so it doesn't take long to get there. And I looked at the radar. Looks like it went right over our place and just barely missed yours. Based on the map, you may have gotten some rain from it.
Or quick heed with somebody else there. I don't think I got any rain at my house. I've got the radar up on the screen here. One nice thing about what do they call it? Apple CarPlay. They finally let the app My Radar will now work with Google CarPlay, so you can put the radar up on the screen in the truck. It's kind of nice to be able to drive and see where you are on the map and see where the storms are. But yeah, I think you definitely got rain. We got over 2 inches of rain in Cumming last night. Man, it came down hard.
See that on the radar? We got a pretty good one too. And the night before, I was trying to, I drove through one that was headed, it actually headed north. And I was trying to get home. It lightened up, and then as I was coming down my driveway, it opened up on me, and it was lightning all around like crazy. So I ended up running into the house, getting drenched, made it all day, and got wet right as I was running in the house.
Yeah, but you know what? This time of year, when it's kind of...
Stand by.
And you smile about it. Yeah, we got a couple of inches of rain the other day, but the last couple of days, we've just got a little bit of rain and a lot of noise and a lot of lightning shows. Sitting up on the hill where we sit, if there's a good storm to the south or southwest, man, especially if it's dark out or near dark, we got a great lightning show from up there.
Commented on that on the signal group, and it was either that night or the next night there was a good storm that went through, and I thought, I'll bet you're getting a good show up there again. It was right at dark, and lots of lightning, just constant cracking. I stopped to get fuel, and it was just constant light shows and thunderclaps and everything.
I turned the lights off in the living room, and we just sat there and watched the light show, and yeah, it was pretty wild. Anyway, that's as close as I like to see lightning. Once it starts getting within that 1 mile range, I start getting a little nervous. But before we left today, I did let my antenna down and I did disconnect, so I'm not rushing to get home. But there's many a time, especially in the afternoon, like Lori and I will go to town, I won't even think about it. And then about 3 o'clock, we got a storm right over us. And, you know, I've never had lightning take out a piece of equipment yet, find some wood to knock on. But I know plenty of people that have.
Not to me yet either, but I guess you know Matthew lost a couple pieces of equipment a few weeks ago.
He and I swap Texas pretty regularly. And then we already bought that DX10, and everything was working for about 2 weeks. And now his amplifier will not key up. And he's trying to figure out if that's from the lightning or just a separate unfortunate incident. But if you know somebody that works on a Meritron solid-state amps, you may want to give him a call and give him a lead, because he's kind of run into a few brick walls right now. You know, Ameritron was owned by MFJ, and they aren't supporting product anymore. And I found MFJ's technical person over there in their solid state amp department to be very knowledgeable. He helped me troubleshoot what was wrong with my ALS 600, and then he told me which parts to order, and yeah, it worked out well, but he doesn't know who to blame it to, and I think the guy in Gainesville told him to be about $600, and I thought that's robbery.
I'm wondering about the guy down there. I don't know anybody. I don't have any experience with amplifiers and don't really know anybody that really works on radios either, anything around here.
It was a tube amp. I think KV2DPY and Tony would probably work on it. He's gotten quite a bit of experience working on tube radios anyway. I bet he would give it a crack, but Tony's really busy with his little side business there.
Beautiful radios that he sent pictures of. And I tell you, I really enjoyed meeting Terry, and is it Ruth? Is that his wife? I talked to her more than Terry because he was kind of busy with other people, but that was nice being up there. And I'd seen Terry's picture before, but I don't think I ever talked to him on the radio. So that was a pleasure to meet them.
He's a super guy. He's kind of like the ambassador of ham radio. I remember when I was first licensed. You know, everybody knew Terry Jones. And then I got to know him a little bit working some emergency communication. But the LARC provided communications for the Special Olympics years ago. And I got somebody sitting at the four-way stop here. Just sitting here like he was eating a sandwich or something.
The light to turn green. I heard the horn. Yeah, that happened. Well, sounds like you're not far from home. I wish I could get into that repeater. I heard Scott, K4KK, and Don this morning, and I remember when they got their licenses. I talked to them when they were fairly new, but I couldn't get into them. I could barely hear them as I was driving to work. There's a couple places that I can pick it up and could probably make it, but I have to stop. And one of them is getting on the interstate there at 85 and Whitehorse 25. The other one is in Traveler's Rest. So a little bit difficult to do that. But anyway, if you talk to them, tell them hello for me. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'm backed into this trailer, and I got to go see if I can get them to shut the door so I can get home a little bit earlier. Good evening to you and Lori. Really nice chatting with you again. And we'll talk to you later. K4WCL and 4ZLK.
Just turned into the back entrance of the neighborhood here. So we got a bunch of groceries and everything. I've gotten smart over the years, though. When we go grocery shopping now, I bring a cooler with a couple of ice packs. This way we don't have to rush too bad. Anyway, good to hear you. Maybe I'll pick you up on one of the local repeaters this weekend. Or maybe I'll talk to you on HF on Saturday night. It's been a couple weeks since I've heard you in there. K4WCL, 73.